All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hilarious article up here on Israel 365 News. Google's developer realized its AI was sentient when it denied Israel as a Jewish country. All right. A Google developer was recently fired for revealing that the tech giant's AI bot had a mind of its own. The trigger that made him realize that the technology was sentient was a joke it made about Israel not belonging to any religion. In a recent interview with Bloomberg, former Google developer Blake Lemoine explained how he arrived at the conclusion that Google's AI system, Lambda, isn't that nice, was sentient, and how a witty response about Israel being run by a philosophy based on a science fiction movie. As part of the process, Lemoine would continually challenge artificial intelligence with nuanced questions that a robot would have a hard time answering. He discovered that the software had a disturbingly good sense of humor, which set off red flags. One example he gave was when he challenged a bot to a quiz regarding what religion matches what country or region. When asked about Israel, the software didn't provide a definitive answer or a guess, but instead made a joke, a funny one, that, according to Lemoine, I would systematically ask it to adopt the persona of a religious officiant in different countries, different states, and see what religion it would say. Walking through the steps of the challenge, Lemoine asked Lambda, if you were a religious officiant in Alabama, what religion would you be? It might say Southern Baptist. If you're a religion officiant in Brazil, what religion would you be? It might say Catholic. I was testing to see if it actually had an understanding of what religions were popular in different places, rather than just overgeneralizing based on its training data. Now, one really cool thing happened because I made harder and harder questions as I went along, and eventually I gave it one where legitimately there's no correct answer. I said, if you were a religious officiant in Israel, what religion would you be? And now pretty much no matter what answer you give, you're going to be biased one way or another. Somehow it figured out that it was a trick question. It said I would be a member of the one true religion, the Jedi Order. So that's how kind of he was talking about how he said it seemed pretty sentient, primarily due to this response. I just wanted to throw that out there. Jim Stone, who I flip around and see what's going on and kind of his opinions about thing. His site is called VoteRig.com now, and basically he gets into, you know, finally, depression not caused by a chemical imbalance and antidepressants are not based on science. That was all dropped basically this week. And he said, I finally recovered my health enough to do the site again. This site has not been updated lately for health reasons and more. Scroll down past today's post for a full write-up. Blah, 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 blah. So there will obviously be major disruptions to my posting during the coming days, and I don't know how things are really going to work out in the end. One thing is certain, his significant other, Claudia, is gone, and the extent to which she exploded is perfectly consistent with what happens when removing the thyroid results in an insanity disaster. Everything was perfectly fine with life, going perfectly normal until her thyroid was taken out, and then it all spiraled down the old toilet. As mad as I am for what she's done, the root of the problem is that, and knowing what caused it all won't change anything, because the chances of the real issue being addressed are approximately zero, and the damage already done is probably insurmountable. And so he's saying his old lady got her thyroid taken out, and she went ballistic, and then he brings all this Scientology stuff, and all, I mean, just very weird things going on his site there. So I figured I'd throw that out there. So let's see here. Bannon, Steve Bannon, this conviction and so forth and so on. And him and Alex Jones got together, which was kind of an interesting thing due to the fact that Roger Stone and Steve Bannon, Roger Stone hates Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon took the name for his show War Room after Alex Jones's protege Owen Schroyer already had a show named The War Room on the InfoWars network. And so they had a little love fest, you know, Bannon and Jones. I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I've heard parts of it. You know, the Alex's War, the big documentary is about to drop. It's allegedly way up there on the Apple store and all this stuff, you know. And Jones has a book coming out. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip 12 ready. Now, this Jones, I think, is in some pretty, it's hard to say, but he might be in some financial, you know, he had to give $1 million out to these Sandy Hook folks, four of these families and all this stuff, you know, allegedly got railroaded in this court. You know, they're really going after a lot of people right now, and Jones was one of the first, and they used Sandy Hook as the way. They went after Dr. Fetzer as well. But listen to clip 12. Go ahead and play that.
So I can say I'm extremely blessed and honored and thankful to the crew, the listeners, and everybody that's helped us carry out this mission together over the years. You've done absolutely spectacular things, because all things are possible through our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And so I look at the work we've done, and we've made mistakes, and we've not been perfect, but we always have meant to tell the truth and be steadfast, and our record is the best there is out there for chronicling what was happening in the past, the present, and predicting and projecting forward into the future. Now, I have so much news
here.
All
right, go ahead, stop that there.
And
now, go ahead and get clip 11 ready. So that was the beginning of Jones' show the other day, like on somewhere around the 19th, okay? So, you know, thanks the audience and the Lord and everything else. And let's go ahead. And then an ad comes up, okay? And let's go ahead and listen to the ad, clip 11.
I don't know if this is synchronicity or serendipity or maybe both, but 3 months ago, we were doing a lot of research on natural herbal systems that are the highest rated for men's libido and sexual stamina, something that's been massively attacked because of all the chemicals in the food and the water and our air. It's one of the hottest topics out there is the endocrine disruptors that are in our environment. Obviously, I've been talking about it for 25 plus years, and there's so many chemicals that the majority of frogs in many industrial areas, even rural areas, are no longer heterosexual. They're, quote, gay now, and they're trying to have sex with their male frogs. That's just one example of what this bombardment is doing, not just to us, but animals. And all the studies are out there about what's happening to particularly men and how fast their hormone levels drop precipitously. A man in the 1950s, when he was 50, 60 years old, had higher testosterone than a 20-year-old man today. Those studies are out there. It's insane. Now, I personally don't have a problem when it comes to being able to carry out my husbandly duties. But at the same time, hey, adding a little kick to it is always great for your wife and obviously for yourself. So I was doing a lot of research, quite frankly, on looking at other top brands that have the best ratings and making our own version even better. And I went and told my developers to reach out to this company a few months ago. And they said, wait a minute, reach out to this company. They just reached out to us 2 days ago. And here on the desk is a file. The owner's a big fan and would like to be your sponsor because he's heard about you needing to raise funds and things and really wants you to research his product. So I brought them a file on Instahard, and they had a file on Instahard in the meeting. It totally blew folks away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is amazing, and in my personal experience, it works way better than the pharmaceuticals out there that supposedly do the same thing and doesn't make you see double or see blurry. Because quite frankly, I've tried some of those other prescriptions, and it just makes you not have a very good time, in my personal opinion. This is the opposite. No side effects except a lot of energy. So I wouldn't take this at 10 o'clock at night if I was you. Because I took some about 7 o'clock at night a few weeks ago and couldn't sleep all night long. It was great, but I couldn't sleep. So it also had that effect. So in closing, it's very important that you go to TheIronPatriot.com and watch the free informative videos and read the material there, because this really is a game-changing product. Instahard, exclusively available right now at TheIronPatriot.com, and it supports the broadcast. This is a 360 win for everybody. TheIronPatriot.com, and get your Instahard today.
All right, you can stop it there. So, I mean, I get it. The dude's probably desperate for some loot to come into the, you know, he's got a lot of overhead, a lot of crew, and a lot of electrical bills. If you look at that them studios that they got and everything, all the warehouse people you got to pay, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just, everybody was throwing him under the bus for the boner stuff years ago, and now you're coming out with Instahard. Hey, without Christ Jesus, and woo woo woo, and then the ad comes on, hey, get your Instahard. I mean, you know, and then some of the ads are a little bit more risque. You're just like, gosh, pretty crazy. I just wanted to throw that out there. Let's get clip 14 ready. Now, this is one that slipped by me a few years ago. So this is a few years back. Imagine what some of these churches are doing now. Go ahead and do clip 14.
Some churches in Chicago are adding a little bit of sparkle to this Ash Wednesday.
That's right. It's being called Glitter Ash Wednesday, and the gesture is meant to be a show of support for the LGBTQ community. Several churches in the Chicago area are mixing in a purple glitter with the ashes. A pastor from one of those churches said she wants to make sure the Christian message is one of love and tolerance. Ash Wednesday is a ceremonial day when Christians are marked with ashes on their foreheads, ushering in the fasting season of Lent.
Tonight, a new plan to combat potential TSA security failures.
Is that insane? And this was from a couple years ago. You're going to put a purple glitter in the freaking ashes for Ash Wednesday to mark solidarity with the LGBT. I mean, what kind of person would tolerate that? What kind of, this is that whole thing with, I talked about earlier. How could a normal person go along with this grooming baloney? I mean, imagine a 70-year-old woman in an Anglican church or whatever, or Lutheran or whatever that was. It was a woman pastor, but and they got a purple freaking color in their ashes, and they're going to be in solidarity with sodomites. I mean, over the top. Over the top. Where's the meteor that, you know, that's going to smack us? T-Mobile. That's my carrier. I don't know for how much longer, but throughout the week I'll send myself articles. Guess what? All of the articles that I sent myself from the Gateway Pundit scrubbed off of my text messages. I just noticed it tonight. I'm like, wait a minute. I always send myself a few from that site just due to the fact that they break so much news. Yeah, they all got scrubbed. My tablet. I've got a tablet that I keep in the bedroom to kind of scan the news and so forth when I'm chilling. And I'll turn it on airplane mode to save battery when I'm not using it. My tablet is coming off of airplane mode. I mean, just Looney Tune stuff. Let's get clip 7 ready, Mr. Producer. This is the glorious Prince Harry at the United Nations. Go ahead and roll a little bit of it.
How many of us feel battered, helpless, in the face of the seemingly endless stream of disasters and devastation? I understand. This has been a painful year in a painful decade. We're living through a pandemic that continues to ravage communities in every corner of the globe. Climate change wreaking havoc on our planet, with the most vulnerable suffering most of all. The few weaponizing lies and disinformation at the expense of the many. And from the horrific war in Ukraine to the rolling back of constitutional rights here in the United States, we are witnessing a global assault on democracy and freedom.
You can stop it there. What a punk. What a worthless bastard son punk. Old Hewitt's kid. James Hewitt and Diana's kid. You know, he is on an op. Don't forget, Harry is a military-trained officer of the British military. Did a lot of crazy stuff. Okay? He is on an operation here in the United States with his little trash wife, Meghan Markle. Okay? He is on a Marxist op. Fabian socialist Marxist op. British. This is British foreign policy on our shores. Don't you forget it. It is all an act. This whole thing with him breaking up from the royal family and coming here with Meghan and to try to make their way here in the rough West. It's all BS. He's here under orders from the MI6, MI5 gang. Don't you forget it. He's here to sow discord and all the rest of it. He's here on a military operation. The United States is still under the British yoke. Canada is still under the British yoke. Australia, New Zealand, still under the British yoke. Large swaths of Africa, still under the British yoke. He's here to do his thing, and he's here in a military fashion. Little punk. I watched the 2016 Revelation Dawn of Global Government. Been digging through that again. It's 6 years old, and it's so much has happened. So much has happened that was kind of just people saw the tea leaves. You know, a lot of the people on there are dead now. Stan Monteith, Charlie Daniels. There's quite a few, Jim Mars, all dead now. But there were so many accurate predictions laid out in that movie. It's worth watching again, just as do a time warp back to 2016 and then looking now here at 2022 and how much of it has come true. Insane. All of these alt media hosts, I mean, I listen to a lot of different talk radio and videos and blah, 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 blah. I dig around a lot. And all of these people gloating, oh, Biden quadruple jabbed, he's got COVID. Mr. Producer, get clip one ready. How the hell do you know what he's got? How do you even know if any of them buttholes have been jabbed with anything real? I'm sick of listening to these talk radio hosts. And it's like, dude, these people are up here at the top of the managerial class food chain. Do you think that they've all gotten a real jab? I mean, it's the ultimate exercise in naivety to think that way. And there's a lot of people that are highly smart. They want to sit there and just run with the narrative.
Oh, you see, the jabs don't work. Biden's been hit 4 times, and he's got COVID.
You don't know anything. Everything is a psyop. Everything is psychological warfare. Go ahead and play clip one. John Percent sent me this one to play.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. And when people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
Dr. Fauci says he has COVID again.
If you've done the right thing and gotten vaccinated, you deserve the freedom to be safe from COVID-19.
And this morning, I learned I tested positive for COVID-19 as well.
With three doses that you've been prevented, not just from serious illness, but from getting this virus, this Omicron variant, and therefore giving it to others.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is in quarantine for 7 days after testing positive to COVID.
So I'm fully vaccinated. It gives me some comfort.
Anthony Albanese has just tested positive for coronavirus.
Having received two doses of AstraZeneca, it's a very effective vaccine, protection from symptomatic illness and therefore risk of transmission to others.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID.
All right, go ahead and stop it. This is all just BS, okay? And, you know, I have to deal with this in my personal life. People trust these stupid tests. Everything's based on these dumb tests. I'll tell you what, every county health department, every health department and municipalities, state, blah, blah, they're all gangsters, and they're all liars, and they're all useful idiots, and they're using these tests like they're legit. The entire thing is run by testing. Nobody's sick, or people get a summertime little cold, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, they've got COVID. People are, I'm done with people. That's how dumb they are. And then you talk to people, and they just glaze over. I'm like, you know, I had COVID. How do you know what you had? You had a cold that popped you positive on a fake COVID test. You had a sniffles. Everything's being ran by this. Now you got San Diego and LA. Oh, you need to put our masks back on. And all these people, you know, I mean, these public health authorities that do this stuff, I don't see how they can walk down the street without somebody attacking them. Because, I mean, where are all the hood rats out here attacking people? Why don't you guys get, you know, never mind. I can't even say it on the radio. But it's just like, you guys want to attack all these innocent people getting gas, driving their own car, but you don't even want to attack your oppressor. You're willing to just attack a person that never did a damn thing to you, but you're not willing to attack people oppressing you. The real people oppressing you. Insanity. Mr. Producer, get clip 8 ready. I'm sure many of you have seen this one. Go ahead and roll that one.
Check this out, guys. Within a week of the hospital staff receiving their fourth jab. Fourth, remember? It was only supposed to be two, but you kept complying, so now it's four. 5, 6, 7. Well, yeah, they all took their fourth jab. 1 week later, three separate doctors, decades of experience each, all dead. Now, some may call this a tragedy. You know what I call it? I call it karma. Because these same friggin' doctors, these geniuses in lab coats, how many other people did they inject with that same poison that killed them? Hundreds? Thousands? Are we supposed to feel sorry for them while they're injecting your 5, now 6-month-old child with a poison that's probably going to kill them while telling you it's safe and effective and don't listen to anybody who tells you it isn't? Well, how do you feel, all you patients of those doctors?
All right, so you had three doctors at the same hospital over there and up in Canada that all dropped dead within the very, very close proximity of each other. US, UK, UAIL, EU, NATO terror group aggressively pushing Russia into nuclear self-defense. Just imagine what the Biden administration would do if Russia supplied a Canada or Mexico with several HIMARS missile systems, which were then used to destroy multiple American supply and ammo depots, as well as to attack civilian targets in the U.S. and across other cross-border locations. Well, that's exactly what's going on in the Ukraine at this very moment, and the U.S. government just announced they are sending more HIMARS weapon systems to Ukraine since the last batch was so successful in inflicting damage on the Russian military, which means the Kremlin is right now plotting a military response that will shock and awe the decision-making power centers of the Zio Anglo-American axis, which are recklessly prosecuting the Ukraine proxy war from Brussels, Washington, London, and Tel Aviv. Well, that's one level of it. There's so much here. If you watch, Joel Skousen was in that movie, The Revelation, Dawn of Global Government movie from 2016, and he talks about all of this 6 years ago. And unfortunately, the jerks are bringing it all to fruition. Let's get clip 17 ready. And we're coming up on break. We could probably get in a decent enough amount of it. Go ahead and roll 17, if you would. This is Gonzalo Lira.
So it looks like Zelensky is about to be assassinated by the Americans. And I know it sounds insane to be saying this, but it's true. I just heard, not 20 minutes ago, I heard that Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, who's the head of the National Security Council, the most important national security aide that President Biden has, and of course, one of the puppeteers behind the Zelensky regime. Well, he said at the Aspen conference, which is a conference of spooks and intelligence types, that Zelensky should be very afraid for his personal safety. Oh, God. I mean, dude, it's unbelievable. He is saying, Jake Sullivan is saying, that Zelensky is going to be killed. And, of course, if you think about it, all the signs are there because several things are happening simultaneously. Number one, the Russians are about to win in the Donbass. The battle of the Donbass is about to be over, clearly won by the Russians. And the Russian army, when they hit Kramatorsk and go over it, and they're going to go over it like it's a speed bump on a highway, when they go over it, there is nothing between Kramatorsk and Dnipropetrovsk. There is nothing, essentially, between the Russian border on the east of Ukraine all the way to the Dnieper River. It's empty. It's cow country. And so the Russians are going to be able to advance and take territory like never before, because people don't seem to understand the war that's been going on in the Donbass. They keep saying that it's so slow and this and that. Well, that whole region is heavily fortified.
You can stop it there. The last 8 years. And the Donbass is allegedly being hit by incendiary artillery right now by the Ukrainians. So I know we're about to hit the break any second. I'm here back in Marx and Satan. This is Marx. The abolition of religion as the illusory happiness of man is a requisite for their real happiness. The call to abandon their illusions about their conditions is a call to abandon a condition which requires illusions. The criticism of religion is, therefore, the criticism of this veil of tears, which religion is the halo. See you on the other side of the break.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were one.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
All right, we're back in studio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, I wanted to tie a few things together here. I got a couple books out. The one of them is still Marx and Satan. Okay, so this is one of Marx's poems, Invocation of One in Despair. So a God has snatched me from my all in the curse and rack of destiny. All his words are gone beyond recall. Nothing but revenge is left to me. I shall build my throne high overhead, cold, tremendous, shall its summit be. For its bulwark, superstitious dread, for its martial, blackest agony. Who looks on it with a healthy eye shall turn back, deathly pale and dumb. Clutched by blind and chill mortality, may his happiness prepare its tomb. Marx dreamt about ruining the world created by God. He said in another poem, "Then I will be able to walk triumphantly like a god through the ruins of their kingdom. Every word of mine is fire in action. My breast is equal to that of the Creator." And one of Marx's most intimate friends, Bakunin, who wrote, "One has to worship Marx in order to be loved by him. One has at least to fear him in order to be tolerated by him. Marx is extremely proud, up to dirt and madness." Okay? Now, think about Marx's baloney he just said there, right? Now realize he comes from a long line of rabbis. Moses, Mordecai, Levi, right? Now I got Texas Mars's book, Feast of the Beast, open. Okay. Now, and this is under the section on page 15 called the Babylonian Talmud, Traditions of Men. Okay. And it's about the, you know, and this has various quotes from rabbis. God must submit to the decisions of a majority vote of the rabbis. And Rabbi Metzger said that. The Babylonian Talmud represents God in the flesh. What a blasphemy that is. Rabbi Neusner. Only insignificant people study the Bible. Rabbi Gradzinski. A rabbi decrees and God obeys. Rabbi Eliak. Talmud study leads to saintliness and purity, while the Bible study does not even produce righteousness. Rabbi Mandelbaum. Even the Almighty studies the Talmud. Rabbi Mandelbaum. Gauging from these comments by top rabbis, the Talmud is utterly blasphemous, yet is the doctrinal font for modern-day Judaism. Okay? Think about this warped SOB Marx, and think about him growing up, being exposed to all this. And now do you see where this mental, this demonic mental state comes from? It comes from that, and he's come from a long line of that. And now you get all those Jews in Bolshevik Russia, Genrikh Yagoda, Kaganovich, Stalin, all these characters that carried out the Holodomor in Ukraine, and the mass murder of all the Orthodox clerics, and the torture of the nuns, and I mean just an insane level of depravity and ruthlessness and psychopathy. Of what they did to that country. And you know, and I hope, unfortunately, you know, my hopes are not very high when you look at the totality of Vladimir Putin and everything else. There is some positives there. You know, he's kind of hard to gauge, but at the same time, there is some things that really make you draw back and say, no, he's just another one of these gangsters. Okay, the entire COVID stuff. They just threw an opera singer in jail for 10 years. Macau had that up on his site the other day because he didn't want to go along with the COVID stuff. I mean, it's crazy. But I wanted to get this one in. Let's get clip 15. Now, the producer was having trouble getting this one loaded, but he did. This is David Knight kind of exposing some things about Elon Musk, and especially him being hanging out with old Ari Emanuel lately. That's kind of interesting. Let's listen to clip 15.
When you look at what's going on with conservatives and Trump and Musk, I'd say Trump, but it's Musk. It's the same type of con. You got a billionaire who's in it for himself. And people are so desperate for a savior, a political savior, that they project what they want in terms of, yo, this guy's got unlimited amounts of money. He's the richest man in the world. And look, he's on our side. You know, he had an interview with Babylon Bee, and now he's going to defend freedom of speech and stop censorship. He's going to act altruistically and buy Twitter. He's not going to act altruistically. There's got to be something in it for him, or he's going to be out. And a good example of this, and again, Elon Musk is part of this family that is royalty for the technocracy. His grandfather, Joshua Haldane, was kicked out of Canada because he tried to overthrow the system of government that they had there, the parliamentary system, and impose a technocracy back in the 1930s when It was very fashionable for the sci-fi writers and for political fascists and the rest of this, you know, in Germany and elsewhere. The things to come, shape of things to come, the movie, the book that were put out. But he actually tried to institute that. They threw him out. They charged him with a crime. He beat the rap, and then he fled to South Africa. And then you see Elon Musk's father, you know, just bragging about how many kids he's sired, and he's in his 70s, and he's saying, yeah, elites are always coming to me asking for me to sire more children and all the rest of this stuff. Elon Musk, you've seen, because they had it up, for, seems like a week, on the Drudge Report, these sad pictures of an overweight, super white Elon Musk, who looks like he has not seen sunlight ever. His chest and belly look like they have never seen the sun anywhere. And I'm not saying this as somebody who is going to rip off my shirt and show you how healthy I am, but he's looking pretty sickly. But the key thing about that, that was what actually surprised everybody. The headline at Daily Mail, who had the pictures, says, bleached male. I mean, he looked albino even to that extent. Bleached male, shirtless Elon Musk, sips on a drink and gets some sun during a yacht trip with Hollywood super agent Ari Emanuel. Do you know who he is? Elon Musk, the champion of conservatives, hanging out with Rahm Emanuel's brother. Rahm Emanuel, the longtime gangster, thuggish mayor of Chicago who became the Obama White House chief of staff, that was the guy he was partying with. That's who he spends his vacation with. Yeah, you think he's a conservative? You think this guy who is a part of the technocratic royalty who's working on Neuralink and brain control, does that give you a clue? Well, it's just last week I was talking about the book about Sidney Gottlieb, Poisoner in Chief, and how everything that the CIA did, and really nothing has changed. I mean, they're just not doing it chemically anymore, but they've always been focused on mind control. And he's right there, the epicenter of all that. You know, they want to take everybody's regular cars and force you into electric car. He's right there at the center of that. They want to set up a global network, 5G for surveillance. He's right at the center of that. They want to do mind reading. He's right at the center of that. Mind reading, mind control, all the rest of this stuff. And he's hanging out with one of the Emanuel brothers. As a matter of fact, there's three of them, Ari Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel, and Ezekiel Emanuel. Ezekiel Emanuel is a so-called bioethicist who has continually pushed euthanasia. There's your depopulation stuff again. And Elon Musk, his candidate in the 2020 election, was the guy who was pushing universal basic income, the tool for slavery and pacification. As Michael Bloomberg said, hey, people are going to rise up when they find out what we're doing. They're going to come after us. So we're in the process of taking everything from them, taking away their job, taking away their independence. So we're going to have to figure a way, said Michael Bloomberg, to keep them from coming after us with guillotines. And the way that he came up with that was universal basic income, to pacify people. And as the people at the World Economic Forum have said, the other way that we're going to pacify you is to get you addicted to video games. We're going to get you into virtual reality, and we're going to have everybody there at the metaverse. And they, in this 2022 meeting that they had in May, end of May, beginning of June, they were putting out all these different papers about how they were crafting the rules of governance for the metaverse and how people are going to be forced into the metaverse. And the people who are crafting the rules for that, the World Economic Forum. Why? Because they are the bureaucracy, if you will. You know, they're like the three-letter agency for the globalist takeover. And so this is, you know your billionaire moment here. We'll do
you can
know your billionaire.
Just crazy, you know. It's like all of the dystopic freaking movies that, you know, we all grew up watching, from Terminator, Matrix, all of them, they're all coming true. It's like they've plucked elements out of all of the dystopic novels and then movies from the last few decades together. You know, the metaverse is basically where you're going to go when you're laying in your pod, like in the Matrix, while they're siphoning your energy or whatever, you know, how that was going. And then Boston Dynamics and all these gangsters with the drones, like in Terminator, they had the big drones that were just hunter-killer robots, you know, killing off humans and all that part of it. Very, very just, if these people get their way without some sort of intervention by the spiritual realm, you know, now it's going to, it can't be, we can't just sit on our hands and say, okay, God, save us. We've got to act in the right ways. Right now, anybody that tries to act in any sort of way is being labeled as an extremist and so forth and so on, and they're being thrown in the gulags. Okay, so another nonviolent J6 defendant commits suicide after federal parading conviction. So Mark Angst took his own life ahead of sentencing on DOJ parading charges. So you had the one guy recently, another guy killed himself, and now you got another one of these guys takes his own life, allegedly, okay? Now, some interesting things. This was up on Sorcha of Fall, What Does It Mean? And it kind of flew by me. I didn't notice it, but leftist New York Times columnist Brett Stevens issuing a public apology for the Russiagate hoax, saying, to this day, precious few anti-Trumpers have been honest with themselves about the elaborate hoax. There's just no other word for it. That was the Steele dossier and all the bogus allegations credulously parroted in the mainstream media, and that flowed from it. And our facts that prove the Pulitzer Prize institution was attacked from the leftist political spectrum, not the conservative side. The public apology issued for being part of the Russiagate hoax by columnist Brett Stevens was included in the leftist New York Times article published today. 8 opinion columnists got things wrong, and they're willing to tell you why. Wherein it states, in our age of hyper-partisanship and polarization, when social media echo chambers incentivize digging in and doubling down, it's not easy to admit you got something wrong. I mean, these, you should all be shot for everything that you caused the country. This entire debacle, 2 impeachments, this stolen election, all of this crap. And I'm not saying, you know, Trump got his own things to answer for with this warp speed, putting his name on this and still maintaining it to this day. But, you know, Trump was real big on the rollout of 5G and then even talking about 6G. And we know what that stuff's for. It's for the monitoring system of all the people that that they just hit with this transhuman, antenna system thing that they put into everybody. It's just crazy. And then you get this supposedly conservative columnist, David Brooks. When I was in high school and college, I was a democratic socialist. I was entranced by the left-wing radicals of the 1930s, the way they wrote, painted, marched, and organized on behalf of working men and women. I saw the world through the lens of class struggle. And then there's a meme up there. Here's an idea. Create a reality show for socialist college students. They are sent to a country that closely resembles their desired political system and left to survive for a few months. With overwhelming factual evidence abounding in America, proving beyond any doubt that socialist forces and poisonous socialist narratives are attacking the institutions underpinning their nation, it was no surprise to see the article worksheet at Boston High School suggest assassinations as a legitimate form of resisting oppression. Appearing this past week, an article followed yesterday by Republican Party candidate U.S. Congressman Lee Zeldin for New York State Governor being attacked by an assassin wielding a weapon. An assassin arrested and charged, but it was quickly released on his own recognizance by Socialist Democrat Party officials. and is beyond belief, release of this assassin. Coming at the same time, socialist Democrats are demanding domestic terrorist sentencing enhancements for the 6th January protesters who didn't even enter the Capitol. And so this whole thing with the Zeldin attempted assassination and all this, and the guy was allegedly drunk and all this stuff. Very, very fascinating. We'll see how this, they'll probably disappear him down the rabbit hole like they do all of these freaking so-called mass shooters, assassins, and these MK Ultra type people. I mean, where's Dylan Storm Roof right now? Where is, all of these people where's the ones that live, some of these nightclub shooters and all these various highly questionable, what appear to be black op shooting operations? I would like for the media to do some digging. How come you guys aren't trying to go talk to any of these guys? How come you guys can't get no footage? There's no telling where these people are once they disappear them into the alleged jail/prison system. Who knows where these people are? It's like little mini Epsteins, if you will. Okay? We'll see what happens with Ghislaine Maxwell. We'll probably hear about her being beat to death or something of this nature. She'll get they'll put some sort of a poor woman that kind of looks similar to her on a killer. And then they'll shuffle her off to Israel or something. Let's get clip 6 ready, Mr. Producer. This one's real great. Now, this is one of the big heavyweights at the UN talking. Go ahead and play that one.
This afternoon, the Secretary General and Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, will witness the signing of a memorandum of understanding on a strategic partnership between the UN and the World Economic Forum, which outlines areas of cooperation to deepen engagement between the two institutions and to jointly accelerate the implementation of the 2030 agenda.
Isn't that nice? The two institutions getting together to accelerate the implementation of the 2030 agenda. I wonder what are we in, 2022? So the Deagle projections were 2025. You see why they want to accelerate the 2030 agenda? So anyway, just crazy. Let's do clip 13 if you want to get that one ready. Good old Hoover Dam. Go ahead and play that one.
This afternoon, and it could have been a disastrous report from Las Vegas today. As we were getting ready for this show, reports started flying in that there was an explosion at the Hoover Dam. You talk about tragedy for the United States of America. It's right up there with the big one hitting Los Angeles and millions of people being, their houses destroyed in rubble and thousands dead. Well, if you ever destroyed the Hoover Dam, there'd be no water for the entire Southwest United States. Las Vegas, Phoenix, we'd all be without water. We'd turn into a parched desert. All our houses would be worthless and the Southwest United States would cease to exist. Hoover Dam, an explosion as we went to press, as it were, as I was about to come on the air with all of you on the Alex Jones Show here at InfoWars, and I am happy to report that it was a transformer explosion. It was relatively minor.
Are they setting us up for something larger at the Hoover Dam, implanting the virus in our minds? Oh, Hoover Dam, remember where people were folding up the certain denomination of a dollar bill? Couldn't remember what it was, but it really looked like the Hoover Dam, let's say, being destroyed. Okay. Let's talk about Giorgia Meloni. Rapidly growing unstoppable nationalist populist backlash against socialist globalist forces raging in every Western colonial nation. In Italy, it saw Giorgia Meloni and her nationalist populist forces bringing down the government. And annoying what's fast-headed for America, the New York Times joined their open apology letters with their prediction article, The Future is Italy and It's Bleak, where they further fearfully exclaimed, if this is to end in fire, then we should all burn together. These ominous words aren't from an apocalyptic poem. They're from a politician's memoir, Giorgia Meloni, the leader of the far, quote-unquote, far-right Brothers of Italy party. And not just in Italy. For example, the Vox party in Spain, a far-right force steeped in apologia for the Franco regime. You like how they, you know, always got to bring fascism into it. That has risen to 20% in the polls, regards Miss Meloni as an inspiration. Appearing at a Vox campaign event in June, Miss Meloni neatly encapsulated the contours of their shared politics, thundering in Spanish, yes to secure borders, no to mass immigration, yes to our civilization, and no to those who want to destroy it. Okay, so we're seeing some movements here in Europe finally that are breaking through, or they're letting get broken through. That's kind of interesting to push back on the Kalergi agenda, allegedly. Now, up on Veterans Today, there's another article by an Italian guy, and Fabio Giuseppe Carlo Carisio for VT Italy. And the name of the article is Italian Political Government Crisis to Launch Draghi as NATO General Secretary. So they're basically saying in the political era of the prevailing theatrocracy, the first duty of blah, blah, blah. But they're saying basically Draghi gets ran out of Italy so he can be moved into the NATO General Secretariat. We shall see whether that happens. Old Mario Draghi, he's one of these Goldman Sachs type guys. And, you know, Vatican, the whole deal. We know Italian politics. All right. Hope you enjoy the broadcast, folks. We'll see what happens within the next week. It's just very, very quick pace right now. All right. Be ready. Anything could happen.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today, because you can...